理课堂听 class.com。
三、词汇短语篇，实用的地道词汇。第一节，最高频的口语动词 Top 20。
One. Abandon.
用法揭秘。
Abandon oneself to.
沉溺于，沉湎于。
He abandoned himself to despair.
他自暴自弃。
He abandoned himself to drink.
他沉湎于饮酒。
实用短句。
He abandoned his wife.
他抛弃了他的妻子。
I had to abandon my idea.
我不得不放弃我的想法。相关链接。
Abandonment.
放弃。
Two. Bump.
用法揭秘。
Bump into.
猛撞，猛击。偶然遇见。
The car bumped into the car in front.
这辆汽车迎面撞上了另一辆车。
I bumped into Lily on my way to the bank.
我在去银行的路上偶然遇见了 Lily.
Bump off.
杀死，干掉。
The gangsters threatened to bump him off if he would not tell them the secret code.
匪徒们威胁说，要是他不说出密码，就要把他干掉。
Bump up.
突增，猛升。
The price of gasoline bumped up.
汽油突然涨价了。
实用短句。
I bumped my head on the wall.
我头撞在了墙上。
These two bikes bumped together.
这两辆自行车撞在了一起。
Three. Confirm.
用法揭秘。
Confirm.
确定。
The president confirmed that he would visit France the following month.
总统证实他将于下月访问法国。
实用短句。
I'm confirmed in my belief.
我坚守信念。
The treaty is confirmed.
这个条约被批准了。
Four. Distinguish.
用法揭秘。
Distinguish from.
把某某与某某区别开。
Working distinguishes man from the animals.
劳动使人区别于动物。
Distinguish oneself.
使杰出，使扬名。
He distinguished himself by his courage.
他因勇敢而扬名。
实用短句。
You'd better distinguish good from evil.
你最好能明辨是非。
He distinguished himself in battle.
他战功卓越。
Five. Exceed.
用法揭秘。
Exceed somebody or something in.
在某某方面超过某人或某事。
Beijing exceeds Tokyo in population.
北京比东京人口多。
Exceed one's expectation, hope.
比某人所预料或期望的要好。
The results of the competition exceeded our expectations.
比赛的结果比我们预料的要好。
实用短句。
The task exceeds his ability.
他不能胜任这项工作。
You are exceeding the speed limit.
你刚才超速了。
Six. Fix.
用法揭秘。
Fix on.
选定，决定。
We fixed on starting tomorrow.
我们决定明天出发。
Fix one's eyes on.
注视，专心于。
He fixed his eyes on something moving on the wall.
他一直盯着墙上蠕动的东西。
Fix up.
安排，修理。
I must have the recorder fixed up.
我必须找人修理一下这台录音机。
实用短句。
We fixed it all up.
我们把一切都安排好了。
Let's fix a time for the party.
咱们给聚会定个时间吧。
7. Grasp.
相关链接。
He grasped at the chance to study English.
他抓住机会学英语。
The shop grasped at the opportunity to make some money.
这家商店抓住机会赚钱。
实用短句。
I don't quite grasp your meaning.
我不太理解你的意思。
Grasp all and lose all.
贪多比失。
8. Interfere.
用法揭秘。
Interfere in something.
干涉或干预某事。
My request for you is not to interfere in my work.
我的要求是你不要干涉我的工作。
Interfere with something.
妨碍或干扰某事。
Do you let sport interfere with your studies?
你让运动干扰你的学习了吗？
实用短句。
Please don't interfere in my business.
请不要干涉我的事。
Don't interfere with him.
不要打扰他。
9. Judge.
用法揭秘。
Judge by from.
根据某某下判断，由某某来判断。
Judging from what he said, he must be an honest man.
根据他所说的来判断，他一定是个诚实的人。
Judge to be.
判断某某为，认为某某是。
I judge it to be better to tell him.
我认为最好告诉他。
实用短句。
You can't judge a person by his appearance.
你不能以貌取人。
As far as I can judge, I'm afraid you're wrong. The court judged him guilty.
法庭判决他有罪。
10. Measure.
用法揭秘。
Measure one's strength.
比力气。
John is measuring his strength with Paul.
约翰正在跟保罗比力气。
Measure out.
计量，分配。
He measured out right quantity of medicine.
他量出了正确的药量。
Measure up to.
符合，达到。
The quality of these products can't measure up to the standard.
这些产品的质量不能达到标准。
实用短句。
Time is measured by the hour.
时间按小时计算。
Please measure me for a new coat.
请给我量身做一件新上衣。
11. Participate.
用法揭秘。
Participate in.
参加，参与。
Terry can't participate in the match because he has hurt his foot.
特里不能参加比赛，因为他的脚受伤了。
实用短句。
You can participate in the discussion.
你可以参加这个讨论。
You should participate in your friend's sufferings.
你应该与你的朋友共患难。
12. Perceive.
用法揭秘。
Perceive that.
理解，领会。
She will soon perceive that what I said is true.
她将很快了解我所说的话是真的。
Perceive, doing.
察觉某某，做某某。
No one perceived him entering our house.
没人察觉到他进入了我们的房子。
实用短句。
I perceived that I could not make her change her mind.
我发觉我不能使她改变主意。
I perceived danger everywhere.
我察觉到处处都存在危险。
13. Recommend.
用法揭秘。
Recommend doing something.
建议做某事。
I recommend going by airplane.
我建议搭飞机去。
Recommend somebody to do something.
建议某人做某事。
I recommend you to wait.
我劝你等一等。
Recommend something to somebody equals recommend somebody something.
向某人推荐某物。
He recommended a dictionary to me.
他向我介绍了一本字典。
The teacher recommended us this book.
老师向我们推荐了这本书。
实用短句。
She recommended her soul to God.
她把灵魂托付给上帝。
I can recommend this dish.
我推荐这道菜。
14. Remind.
用法揭秘。
Remind of.
使某某想起。
He reminds me of his father.
他使我想起他的父亲。
Remind somebody to do something.
使某人想起做某事，提醒某人做某事。
Remind me to mail this letter.
提醒我寄这封信。
实用短句。
That reminds me.
那提醒了我。
In case I forget, please remind me about it.
我要是忘了，请提醒我。
15. Secure.
用法揭秘。
Secure from, against.
使某某免于某某的危险。
Some measures are needed to secure the bank from a flood.
采取措施以免河堤被洪水冲毁。
Secure for.
为某某取得某某。
Can you secure 2 tickets to the play for me?
你能替我弄到两张戏票吗？
实用短句。
He secured a job.
他找到了一份工作。
We must secure the doors and windows before we go out.
我们出去前得把门窗关好。
16. Stimulate.
用法揭秘。
Stimulate somebody to do something.
激励某人做某事。
His love stimulated her to overcome every difficulty.
他的爱鼓舞她去克服所有困难。
His success stimulated me.
他的成功激励了我。
实用短句。
Alcohol stimulates the action of the heart.
酒刺激心脏跳动。
17. Suppose.
用法揭秘。
Suppose that.
以为某某，猜想某某。
I suppose that I can see you soon.
我想我很快就能见到你。
Supposed to be.
假设某某为某某。
Suppose the poor girl to be your daughter.
表定那可怜的女孩是你的女儿。
Be supposed to.
理应，应当，按理。
He is supposed to be there on time.
按理他应准时到那儿。
Supposing that.
假如。
Supposing that we had not helped him, what would have happened?
假如当时我们没有帮他，会发生什么事呢？
实用短句。
What do you suppose happened next?
你猜后来发生了什么事？你猜后来发生了什么事？
What is he supposed to be doing?
他目前应该做什么呢？
18. Way.
用法揭秘。
Way down.
是颓丧。
He was weighed down with worries.
他因烦恼而颓丧。
Way on, upon.
成为负担。
The responsibility weighed heavily on his shoulders.
职责所在使他深感肩负重任。
Weigh out.
称量出。
Weigh out the sugar in gin packages.
把糖分包称出来，每包一斤。
Weigh up.
评估，努力设法了解。
The judge carefully weighed up all the evidence.
法官仔细地考虑了所有这些证据。
实用短句。
She weighed the ideas in her mind.
他在心中盘算这些想法。
His suggestion does not weigh with me.
他的建议对我来说不算什么。
His words weighed heavily with me.
他的话对我很有分量。
19. Withdraw.
用法揭秘。
Withdraw from.
从某某提出，从某某取出，退出，离开。
I must withdraw some money from the bank.
我得从银行里取些钱。
He withdrew from newspaper work.
他退出了新闻工作。
实用短句。
He withdrew into a corner.
他缩进了一个角落。
I withdrew my hand.
我缩回了手。
He withdrew from the race.
他退出了比赛。
20. Yield.
用法揭秘。
Yield to.
屈服于，投降。
We will never yield to oppressive rule.
我们绝不向高压统治屈服。
实用短句。
I will not yield a step.
我寸步不让。
That apple tree yields plenty of apples.
那棵苹果树结了很多苹果。
We yield to nobody in love of freedom.
我们对于自由的爱好不亚于任何人。